Good evening, everyone. Welcome back to Political Talk with Tanbir, with your host, Tanbir. So, a lot has happened in the past week, from the final Super Tuesday round of primaries to a revolutionary shift calling for social justice, once-in-a-lifetime one, I think. 9 states held their state and presidential primaries: D.C., Indiana, Iowa, Maryland, Montana, New Mexico, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, and South Dakota. 1,991 delegates are needed to win the Democratic Party nomination, and currently Joe Biden is at 1,966, Bernie Sanders at 1,046. So it's kind of clear, it was kind of a given that Joe Biden would be the nominee once Bernie Sanders suspended and endorsed him. But the reasoning behind Bernie's remaining on the ballot in every state is to accrue as many votes and delegates as he can to hold that influence at the Democratic National Convention to encourage and influence policy shifts and committees towards those policies. 1,200 delegates will give him 25% of all the delegates that were to be awarded. So that's a target there. Only 8 states are left to vote, and they're Georgia, West Virginia, Kentucky, New York, Delaware, New Jersey, Louisiana, and Connecticut. So if you're in any of those states, make sure you vote Bernie Sanders for president. One iconic twist in June 2nd's primaries was longtime Iowa rep Steve King losing them. He's he's been known for supporting the Confederacy. You could see a little Confederate flag on his desk, and he used racial slurs frequently. He was pretty much a bigot. So it's a good sign that his district rejected him. But it's not over yet. We can't just stop at him losing the primary. We have to make sure the Republicans lose that seat in general come November 3rd. June 23rd is the special day for me. New York's primaries are there. Once again, to my New Yorkers, vote Bernie Sanders for president. And if you live in my district, New York 5, vote Shania Chowdhury. If you live in New York 12, vote Lauren Ashcraft. Also in Kentucky, they have their primaries on the same day as us. So I back Charles Booker for the U.S. Senate. So tell your Kentuckian friends and family about his campaign. Now, it's been a little over a week since the unjust murder of George Floyd, and we've seen some revolutionary shifts. I think a once-in-a-lifetime one we'd seen. The reason I'm saying that is because every single state had massive protests and still do on a daily basis. And 18 countries also had protests in solidarity with us. So that makes this the largest civil rights revolution in history, which is amazing. 2020 is full of groundbreaking once-in-a-lifetime things you could witness and be a part of, from impeachment trials to a pandemic outbreak to now this. I attended the protest in Jamaica, Queens, and for me, it was beautiful to see the solidarity in my community, the passion and motivation to build each other up, to create small businesses and keep the people here safe, the determination to get a message sent clearly without having to resort to any sort of violent act. I was honored to be a part of it. I'm honored to stand with protesters everywhere. Former Officer Chauvin, who killed Floyd, is now being charged with second-degree murder. Originally, it was third degree, which was nonsense, so it's been upgraded. And the other 3 officers with him are also being charged by Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison. So that is definitely progress. There's a response to all these protests, but it's far from over. All around, police officers are responding to protesters who protest police brutality, ironically with brutal physicalities. They're running down protesters, beating them with sticks, macing them, and there was a video of them kneeling to bait protesters closer so they could launch tear gas, which is, it's heartbreaking to see, and it just anger, if that doesn't anger you, then I don't know what to say, because it definitely angers me to watch these scenes unfold. So I stand in solidarity with the Black Lives Matter, ACLU, NAACP, and other social justice reform advocates and organizations. I stand in solidarity with everyone who is protesting right now, and I just wanted to take that moment to express my admiration for the courageous acts. President Donald Trump has disgracefully declared war on our First Amendment, which is the freedom of speech to assemble, press, and freedom of religion. With the last two, press and religion he's always been a clear enemy of since day one, but in lieu of recent events, he's directly attacking speech and the right to protest. He's threatening to deploy the National Guard to take back order in areas with heavy protest activity, threatening to go past resisting governors if he has to. Earlier this week, he had protesters flashbombed and tear gassed to clear his way for a photo shoot in front of a church. He's also been hiding in his bunker, but he claims he was quote-unquote inspecting it. So all of these signs, all of these traits and actions, it's between him and his administration, it's frightening and uncanny to that of practically any authoritarian regime, dictatorship in history that, you know, inevitably fell and went down on the wrong side of history. So it's absurd. America needs a leader, and Donald Trump is not that leader. America is not a dictatorship, and we will make sure that message is clear come November 3rd. He was never fit to be our president. He still isn't. His Republican Senate enabled every single act of his, so they're just as guilty. So remember, November 3rd, we have the power to vote out the current disgrace of a president, 33 senators, over 20 of them being Republicans, and all 435 House seats, including Speaker Pelosi's. I'm not only focusing on bad Republicans, but bad Democrats as well. Speaker Pelosi is being challenged by Shahid Buttar, the candidate I'm endorsing and I support. It's time Speaker Pelosi goes, because she's not the working class's friend. She's as far distant from the reality of our lives, just as much as Donald Trump and Mitch McConnell would be. So ironically, all three of them are up for re-election. Donald Trump, Mitch McConnell, and Nancy Pelosi. So be sure to vote them out by voting for Shahid Buttar against Nancy Pelosi and Charles Booker against Mitch McConnell. If you want to know how to mobilize without protesting in person due to health concerns, because, you know, COVID-19 is still a thing, you can always donate to the George Floyd Memorial Fund, bailout funds, ACLU, Black Lives Matter, and the NAACP. If you cannot donate, still sign the petitions and text your local representatives to urge them to pass or co-sponsor legislation that would address the dire need of police and social justice reform. Visit justiceforbigfloyd.com or text justice to 668-366 or text Floyd to 55156 to sign the petition. I also wanted to point out there was one thing I loved at the protest I attended. It was a teacher. She had a shirt, Black Teachers Matter, and she had a sign, I fight so my students don't have to. And that was just one thing I love. So I wanted to point that out there. You know, this isn't just one generation's problem. It's our country's problem. And we all have a duty to join the right side and fight against the social injustices. America is in dire need of social justice reform. We need a deep psychological shift. Without that, the cycle continues and eventually it'll lead to more chaos. That is all for this week. Any questions or comments or even insight, reach out to me on Twitter at @itstimbirc or email me at politatalkwithtimbir@gmail.com. Stay safe. Stay indoors. If you have to go out or if you want to protest, practice social distancing or wear a mask if you can't stay 6 feet apart. You know, these protests are pretty close quarters. Wear your masks and gloves. I wish you and your families a safe and good week.